Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
All right, Bill O'Brien, keeping things a little light. And, guys, he's very serious. No one's saying that it's all fun and games in this training camp, these practices with him. But in addition to that, you took part in a really fun challenge on Thursday with him. It was the Ice Bucket Challenge. Let's check that out real quick.
We're here to do the Ice Bucket Challenge to help raise awareness of ALS and that horrible disease. So it's Cal McNair, myself, and Brian Smith. One, two, three. Oh! Woo! Man! All right. My challenge goes out to the coaches of the AFC South, Gus Bradley, Jacksonville, Ken Wisenhunt in Tennessee. And I'm not sure, Chuck Pagano already may have done this, but Chuck Pagano in Indianapolis, I challenge you.
First of all, Brian, how cold are you still?
Still drying off and still freezing. I have pneumonia. I need to go to the hospital. It was pretty bad. No, that was an absolute blast. And when you're in Houston heat, Houston humidity for 3+ hours and you're just covered in sweat and you do that, it feels absolutely amazing.
Now, no one's denying that there was a bit of peer pressure for him to do that, but it says a little bit more about him that he actually goes ahead and does it, right?
No, it really does. And look, I'm not running the Bill O'Brien campaign, but I've been saying this to anyone who listened for months. He is not Bill Belichick. He is much, much different than he's been portrayed in the media and all the stereotypes. He's funny. He's a little crass. He's sarcastic. He's a good guy. I mean, that same day that we had the Ice Bucket Challenge, the media couldn't get into the media room. He was waiting to speak to the media. A lot of coaches would have said, hey, the heck with this. He stood and waited for the media. And then when the media came in, he said, well, you guys need to go run a lap, joking, because that's what he does to players when they mess up. He's got a really good sense of humor. And it comes out at certain times. Other than that, he's going to yell and bark and be the Bill O'Brien that everyone sees. But he's a much different guy than has been portrayed.
Now, John, you know him very well. You guys played together at Brown. You saw him Saturday night. We all know how furious he was, and understandably so. 32-0 is going to make somebody mad, doesn't matter who you are. What did you see this week out of him that, I don't know, maybe reinforced what you already knew or changed what you didn't?
Well, to Brian's point, I mean, he is definitely not what a lot of us in the media have portrayed him to be. But what I saw this week against Atlanta in practice, the confidence was still there. He had to build these guys up during the week against Atlanta in practice, and I felt like he did that. It would have been very easy for him to just lash out at anybody that wore a white jersey this week, as the Texans did, but he didn't do that. He built the confidence back up. He went to the press conference on Sunday and said, we made mistakes, but there's some good things that we did against Arizona, and he pointed that out. I think that was big to show the team it's not as bad as 32-0 would indicate, and I think that confidence boost helped the team. And then he challenged them to get after Atlanta, be physical, and dominate the practices. And not to say that they dominated, but I think physically they answered the bell and got some of that confidence back for tonight's game.
Yeah, and listen, nobody's lessening 32-0. But did you see what he's talking about reflected in the players this week?
100%. And I said this earlier this week, and I thought this was really important. This was the first test in Bill O'Brien's career. And it's a rebuild for the Texans and a learning year. It's a learning year for Bill O'Brien. He's never been an NFL head coach before. He could have easily gone high school or college and ripped these guys publicly and, you know, pulled a yeller and screamer. For the first time, he kind of ratcheted it down a level, and that's exactly how you have to play it. You have vets in there. You have Andre Johnson, Dwayne Brown. They know what it's really like to play in the NFL. Preseason does not matter. No one will remember that game in a month. He could have lost the locker room right there. He didn't do that. He was able to keep that team, kind of bring them in together, circle the wagon, so to speak, and that's exactly how you have to play it. And I also thought Bill kind of humbled himself a little. He wasn't doing the big talk and the puffy chest anymore. He said, hey, we're in this for the long run. We're sticking together. We're going to find our way out of this. That's how you have to handle that.
Well, in his very brief halftime interview with me, he said, got to coach better, got to play better. Didn't put it all on the players, like you said. You bring up the vets. How much do you think we see overall of the vets tonight against Atlanta? I know it varies by position, by player, but what do you think, first glance, we'll see?
I think it could vary based on situation, too. And that's why we saw Ryan Fitzpatrick the entire first half, because the first two drives were 3 and out. They had to get more reps with the offense. So from that standpoint, it could vary by situation. I think in a perfect world, you'll see the first offense go on a nice drive, a nice lengthy first drive, maybe get a good solid second drive, get off the field, let Case Keenum and company then take it through the second and through the third quarter. But you also have to get Tom Savage on the field. Tom did not get a lot of reps because the Cardinals in the fourth quarter had a long drive in the fourth quarter, so he got a three and out, and then he got drilled on a blitz to end the game. So he really didn't get a lot of looks as well. So I think you've got to get Tom Savage in the game a little bit earlier. But that means the first offense in particular must execute to get off the field so that Case's group can get out there and then Savage can get some reps at the end. That's how it hopefully will go tonight.
Yeah, he just touched on Savage, and we're going to talk about that after the break. As Texans extra points continues in just a quick minute.